Speaking at the first humanitarian coordination meeting, which brought together government officials and aid agencies, South Sudan Minister for Humanitarian Affairs and Disaster Management, Albino Akol Atak Mayom, says he is aware about the challenges facing humanitarian workers and the humanitarian situation is not looking good.
People in need in this year is 9.4 million people that are in need in across the country for this particular year. And the resources needed to respond to all this need are $1.7 billion, and it is this what we are now trying to strategize as the Ministry of Humanitarian Affairs and our partners on how actually to get ready to respond.
Mayom says the humanitarian stakeholders supporting South Sudan also discussed insecurity and illegal taxations imposed on aid convoys across the country.
Because we have realized that some of the level of government are not aware of a specific environment that are supposed to be accorded to the humanitarian workers, including the protection and facilitation. So we need to bring them on board so that we have a conference where we will actually talk on all these issues. And it will be an enlightenment to all levels of government that we need actually to give a safe environment to the humanitarian working group. So we concluded by saying that we will continue.
Peter van der Auret, who spoke on behalf of the United Nations Humanitarian Coordinator for South Sudan, says the government should look into incidents of repeated attacks on aid workers and the looting of relief aid in some parts of the country.
South Sudanese people are the victims two times. First, they are the indirect victims. If the aid, if the food cannot be delivered because it's stolen, it's South Sudanese people that will have nothing to eat. Secondly, who are the people that are getting killed? You are writing the reports. You know that these are South Sudanese people that are trying to work to help their own citizens who are in need. They are the ones who are getting killed. So there are many reasons why these attacks have to stop. But certainly the fact that South Sudanese are the main victim of this should be the compelling reason.
He says the government should arrest and prosecute perpetrators of attack on aid workers, adding that suspects should be punished according to the South Sudan's law.
The improvement of security can only be done by very close collaboration with the government, who is ultimately and only responsible for security. Second reason why it is so important, and the Honourable Minister referred to it, we are getting close to the rainy season. We know from the last 2 years that a lot of water is still there. When you go to Unity State, I was just in Bentiu yesterday, you see the whole of Bentiu Ripkona is still surrounded by the water at the end of the dry season.
Mayom says he is concerned about deadly attacks on aid convoys and humanitarian workers across the country. He says the protection of humanitarian supplies and aid workers is the sole responsibility of the government of South Sudan. Minister Mayom says the government will hold suspects attacking AIDS workers accountable. For VOA News, I am Juliana Shiapai in Juba.